For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa, filling in for Bob Levicky. Virginia is losing students. Some marijuana retailers are jumping the gun. And for now, being in debt to the court can no longer cost you your license. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, December 24th, 2018.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
A 16-year-old student of a high school outside of Charlottesville has been arrested for allegedly threatening gun violence. The Daily Progress reports that the Fluvanna County Sheriff's Office was notified of the student's allegedly threatening post on social media, which involved a profanity and a picture of the local high school. The newspaper says the teenager, who, as a minor, is not being publicly identified, has been detained at the Blue Ridge Detention Center. The incident comes about a month after a Georgia man was sentenced to prison for making threats against schools in Virginia, forcing Charlottesville schools into lockdown for two consecutive days. A federal judge has granted an injunction to stop Virginia's Department of Motor Vehicles from enforcing a law requiring automatic license suspensions for failure to pay court fines. U.S. District Judge Norman Moon ordered DMV Commissioner Rick Holcomb to remove suspensions on three plaintiffs' licenses and $145 in penalties to reinstate their driving privileges. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that the ruling came Friday, 3 days after Governor Ralph Northam criticized the agency's enforcement policy. The director of the Legal Aid Justice Center, which joined a law firm in contesting the matter, called the ruling a victory for the Constitution and for common sense. Attorney General Mark Herring's spokesman says the office will take the time needed to consider the judge's opinion before deciding how to proceed. For the last 60 years, trying to move from the Attorney General's office to the governor's mansion has usually meant stepping down, resigning from one office to focus on being elected to the other. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope looks at the reasons why.
The year was 1957. Lindsey Allman was Attorney General, and Virginia was desperately trying to maintain segregation. In August of that year, Allman resigned as AG, ostensibly so he could devote his full time and energy to campaigning for governor, but stepping down also let him sidestep the possibility he might be forced to defend segregation in the courts. Since that time, every AG has stepped down to run for governor, except Ken Cuccinelli in 2013. Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University says that allows for a clean break.
I think that's why you've seen attorney generals resign their offices as they were going to run for governor, because they need some distance from a lot of those cases that they may be involved with, or the office may be involved with, that are seen in partisan ways.
Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says that tradition is becoming increasingly relevant.
People expect less partisan performance from their attorney generals than they sometimes get. But that's one of those norms, I think, that has really changed as politics has become much more a process of trench warfare.
Now that Attorney General Mark Herring has confirmed he is running for governor in 2021, House Majority Leader Todd Gilbert is calling on the AG to resign immediately. But a spokesman for Herring says he won't be resigning anytime soon. The election is still 3 years away. I'm Michael Pope.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bipartisan bill that promises to improve Alzheimer's disease prevention, treatment, and care. Senator Susan Collins authored the bill, along with Democratic Senators Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada and Tim Kaine of Virginia, and Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia. The bill passed the House December 19th after passing the Senate earlier. Collins says the legislation would use a public health approach to fight Alzheimer's, which millions of Americans live with. It would authorize $20 million every year for 5 years to establish the Alzheimer's Disease and Related Dementias Public Health Centers of Excellence. It would also create new cooperative agreements between the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and state health departments. In education news, for decades, Virginia has seen its student enrollment climb year after year. But now something different is happening. Once again, here's Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope.
After decades of steady increase, Virginia's public school enrollment dropped more than 2,000 students this year. It's the first decline in enrollment since 1984. Hamilton Lombard at the University of Virginia says it's probably a welcome relief in Northern Virginia, where taxpayers have been financing a massive growth in schools.
I think when you go out into rural areas, it's maybe not as much as a relief. In theory, having fewer students means less money needs to be spent in education, but it's harder to find ways to cut costs when you've already consolidated and cut staff for decades.
Lombard says part of the trend is driven by out-migration, more people leaving Virginia than moving here. But there's another trend, too. Declining birth rates. He says the enrollment declines could theoretically reverse if birth rates start going up.
But people have been expecting birth rates to rise ever since the recession ended, and it's been 8 years since the recession ended, and birth rates continue to decline in Virginia, continue to decline nationally.
Hampton Roads has seen the largest decline in terms of number of students, but the largest percent decline has been in Southwest. Between 2010 and 2023, Lombard says, student enrollment in the southwest corner of Virginia is expected to decline 20%. I'm Michael Pope.
And finally today, marijuana-based medicines have appeared on retail shelves in Virginia ahead of the state's official availability date. Here's Fred Eccles from Virginia Public Access Project's VA Newslink.
Virginia has approved locations for the state's first five medical marijuana dispensaries. They should be open within a year. But David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project says some companies apparently decided not to wait for the government, and the government has noticed.
This story is by Laura McFarland, a reporter with Powhatan Today. You know, at a time when the state is just now approving some dispensaries that are tightly controlled of how CBD products, these are cannabis oil extracts that don't contain the high levels of THC that get you high, but have some properties that are supposedly helpful with pain and other ailments. At a time the state's hasn't even made these products available yet, you can walk into just about any convenience store around the state and see products labeled as CBD products that are labeled as legal and lab tested.
Well, there has been now some additional lab testing. How'd that turn out?
In Powhatan County, the Sheriff's Department has decided to take a closer look at some of these products and found, in fact, they are selling just marijuana under the label of other products. So the Powhatan Sheriff's Department has found these in two convenience stores. They have gotten the cooperation of the stores, and they've sent these off to lab. Now, legal products can contain trace amounts of THC, which is the chemical that causes a high of marijuana, less than a third of a gram. However, one product, hemp flower, distributed by a North Carolina company, was found to have 3.37 grams of pure marijuana, not exactly what the label says.
Such products cannot be bought, sold, or possessed under Virginia law. Buyers are warned that anyone found with this material is subject to arrest and prosecution. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.
And for WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa. Bob Levicky returns next week. Thanks for listening, and enjoy this Christmas Eve.